This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
That was only the latest flat earther to call the show. I suppose whenever Kyrie Irving is on the show, we can ask him about his theories, too. But no one ever can explain to me why, if the Earth is flat, people have never fallen off the end. But also, if the Earth is flat, why do we have photos from outer space of a global Earth, a sphere? Why? Where do those photos come from? Whatever, as long as it makes you happy, I suppose it's better that you are researching and doing your due diligence on flat Earth versus the actual Earth that we're on instead of being out robbing a bank. I mean, it's a good research is a good use of your time.
So going through when I was making that intro, that conversation lasted a long time, and I had to cut all that down. And you brought up the point to that caller. What if, how come, you know, there's photos of satellite images? And his response was, photos can be fake.
Oh,
and that's it. That's about all he said about that retort to the Earth being flat.
Did I ask him why no one's ever fallen off?
Yeah, he just kind of went into the sun and moon being the same size, and he said the one thing he's learned is that water always takes the shape of something that it's in, and that was his like main defense for the Earth being flat, which I don't know. I mean, that's just something I learned in second grade science, but
it takes all kinds of people. We are live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Do you need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family? Rocket can. So our phone number 855-212-4227. We're thrilled to take your phone calls. We've got more space on this edition of the show. And if you would like to weigh in on the Steelers quarterback situation, well, you can do that because sometime this hour, I'm going to go over your responses on social. So some of them were, of course, completely ridiculous, and you did it to be ridiculous. You responded with names that you know would not be considered or that are not viable, like Terry Bradshaw. Or somebody even put Josh Allen because, yeah, that's going to happen. Anyway, there's my stuffy nose. Can you hear it? Sorry, hold on. I pressed the button so you couldn't hear me. I did take some medicine about 3 hours ago, and it's working, but now my nose is draining. I know that's icky, and I'm so sorry, and I do sound like a stuffed-up lounge singer. Anyway, so if you have an idea about what the Steelers should do at quarterback, I think the fact that there are a bazillion answers out there means there isn't one answer. We don't know, and the Steelers don't know, and they're going to have to look at all the options. But let's be honest, the Steelers are not in an isolated situation. They're not the only team looking for a quarterback next season. Remember a couple weeks ago, was it last week that we did this? How many teams need to replace their quarterbacks in 2022? Was it just last week that we did that?
Yeah, I think that was last week.
Wowzers. Okay. We know there are other teams out there looking for quarterbacks. Just off the top of my head, Denver is one. Carolina is two. Now, you can believe or not believe that the Dolphins are sold on Tua. They say they are, but we know they nearly traded for Deshaun Watson at the deadline. So Stephen Ross even said that they're committed to Tua in his most recent comments, but I wonder, how could they be more committed to Tua now than they were at the deadline, which was just a few months ago when they desperately wanted to bring in Deshaun Watson, but felt like they couldn't ignore the legal issues? So I don't know if you put Miami on the list or not, but there's at least one other potential team looking for a quarterback. Then you go around some of the other teams, and you know that there are teams that would like to upgrade if they could. There just aren't that many options out there. So I've seen everything from Andy Dalton to Nick Foles. Those two guys, of course, have circulated over the past few years. Carson Wentz, some suggested. I don't know that the Indianapolis Colts are going to part with him, in large part because, and I know it was frustrating the last couple of games with him, but in large part because they, after starting out 0-3, and remember he was injured a little bit at the beginning, they did have a solid season and were in contention, to win the AFC South in the last couple weeks of the season. So I don't think they're about to make any huge changes. I don't think they're in a rush to change at quarterback. And even teams that might think about making a shift under center, the problem is the cupboard is relatively bare. So if you're a team that even has a viable, serviceable, above average quarterback, but he's your quarterback, you're not likely to make a change. So all those people who think that the Cleveland Browns should make a change and dump Baker Mayfield, well, where are you going to go from Baker? Maybe you don't give him the contract right up front. I know he's still under his rookie deal. They did pick up his fifth year option. Same thing with Lamar Jackson. Maybe you don't give him the deal before this season starts because you need to see another year with him healthy. But if not Baker, then who? And that's the question. So there are teams that need quarterbacks. There are teams that do not have quarterbacks. And then there are teams that potentially would like to upgrade, but may not have a better option. Does that make sense? So it's a supply and demand issue. And it just so happens that in 2022, the demand is seemingly greater than the supply. I don't believe that either the Packers or the Seahawks will end up needing a new quarterback. I think they're both going to end up standing pat. And I do think that, well, we'll see what happens with the Raiders, but I don't know why they would change from Derek Carr. He is playing exceedingly well, and he's not the reason why they lost this season or why they ended up losing in the opening round of the playoffs. The fact that they made the postseason with everything they faced and dealt with this season, he was a great leader. And while new coaches sometimes like to have their own QBs, it's not always possible to do it that way. And you would think that the coach that's hired wouldn't be automatically allowed to make carte blanche changes, though they actually did fire their general manager as well. So it's a tangled web, you know. It always is when it comes to coaches and quarterbacks. But I feel like Derek Carr is playing really well and has earned another season there in Las Vegas. I do think there would be plenty of suitors for him if he became available. And certainly if Rodgers or Wilson did, that would also be the case. Who else? Who am I missing? Denver, Carolina, Pittsburgh, Washington. Yes, absolutely. Oh, we're not that far away from finding out their new mascot. I said Commandos, and, you know, it mostly drew giggles. Commanders seems to be the favorite on the betting market.
Commandos is so much better than
it
Commanders.
It reminds me of Rambo.
It definitely, it's more intense. It's more fierce. The Commandos.
Definitely is the Commandos, except that you know the jokes that would come along with. So yes, the teams that need quarterbacks, there are a few. The teams that want quarterbacks, there are also a few. Now, I wonder what the Saints will do, right? Because Jameis Winston, let's hope he's available to start next season. He was playing really well when he got hurt, but could the Saints be looking for an upgrade too? So there are others that I think would like to explore the free agent market, but there's just not that many. Jimmy Garoppolo. Upgrade too. So There are others that I think would like to explore the free agent market, but there's just not that many. Jimmy Garoppolo. Okay, maybe Andy Dalton. Maybe Nick Foles. Sam Darnold, if you want him. Who am I missing? I mean, that could be it. Maybe the Steelers get rid of one of the guys they've got if they bring in someone else. But, I mean, they had Roethlisberger all year, and Haskins they essentially used as someone, well, they wanted him to learn. They wanted him to get better, so they did not play him this year. We know Mason Rudolph made a start in there. But things have changed. I mean, he's another year older and did not play almost at all last season. Yeah. Jimmy Garoppolo is your best option. Unless something else breaks, Jimmy Garoppolo is the best option, which makes me think there could be a bidding war. Unless there are trades, right? So we did get that blockbuster explosive trade, Matthew Stafford to Los Angeles in exchange for Jared Goff, but we know Stafford wanted out, and Detroit was making carte blanche changes themselves, and so they were willing to let him go somewhere else. But I don't see any of those situations developing unless, again, it does not seem like the Packers would be willing to grant Aaron Rodgers his freedom, and if I'm the Packers, I don't either. Maybe the Seahawks, except, again, they've already indicated they're not interested in trading Russell Wilson. Both those guys are still under contract. Just Garoppolo is under contract for one more year, but they're going to trade him because they have Trey Lance. So that's the deal. We know that Garoppolo is likely going to be dangled and that the San Francisco 49ers would like to turn him into either draft picks or something else. So yeah, there are more questions out there than answers, which I always find really fascinating. The question has been asked and answered in Philadelphia. Nick Sirianni, Howie Roseman, coach and general manager, speaking about their quarterback, Jalen Hurts, on Wednesday.
For us, we got to do whatever we can to continue to help him develop. And how do we do that? By surrounding him with really good players. Players continue to grow. That's a huge part of developing. They grow. How they are in their second year is not how they're going to be in year 4, 5, 6, and 7. And they're also products of the people around them. So that's on us to continue to build this team.
The Jalen Hurts question has been asked and answered. And I love the fact that they are in a space where they're ahead of schedule, right? So they can look back at this year and say, hey, we are young, we were inexperienced, we had a brand new head coach, a relatively young quarterback, but we still ended up making the playoffs. We finished up 7-3, if I remember, at the end of the regular season. And as a surprise wild card team, we got some of the taste of that play, you know, that playoff kind of itch on the stage. So I'm not at all surprised that they are going to stick with Jalen. Of course, they want him to develop, but they've got to like what they got from him. His leadership and the improvement down the stretch, this fits with what the Eagles want to do. They want to run the ball first. They want to be a team that establishes the run, that plays the ball control game, not that different from what the Ravens were doing when they made Lamar Jackson their starter. So for Jalen, 26 touchdowns this season, 16 through the air, 10 on the ground. He led all quarterbacks in rushing yards. Lamar was out for a good portion of the season. 9 interceptions to go along with his 16 passing touchdowns. And again, from Nick Sirianni to Howie Roseman, they're sold on Jalen.
For us, we got to do whatever we can to continue to help him develop. And how do we do that? By surrounding him with really good players. Players continue to grow. That's a huge part of developing. They grow. How they are in their second year is not how they're going to be in year 4, 5, 6, and 7. And they're also products of the people around them. So that's on us to continue to build this team.
This is kind of nice for the Eagles. Because of the Carson Wentz trade, they have a very busy first round in April's draft. Picks number 15 16, and 19. So they're sitting pretty if they can put some pieces around Jalen. And remember, they got Devontae Smith in last year's draft, which I wanted my team to grab Devontae Smith. So the ankle injury was a concern for Jalen. Remember, he was dealing with a high ankle sprain going back to November. And he still, along with the rest of those Eagles, were able to play some solid ball control, run predicated offense, and then grow up together as a group. So I like what they did. I have admitted multiple times I was completely and utterly wrong about the Eagles. I thought every other team in that division would compete, but not Philadelphia, and I got it completely wrong. So Jalen Hurts question asked and answered. The Tua Tagovailoa question in Miami asked and answered, though I'm not sure everyone believes it. So as we say, there aren't that many quarterbacks available. More teams looking than not. We don't know what's going to happen with Deshaun Watson. And at this point, even as Houston is attempting to find another head coach, they would love to bring in Brian Flores. And the way that Nick Caserio kind of backpedaled on Deshaun, leaving all the doors open now, maybe if Brian Flores changes the mind of Deshaun, he's not available either. Ooh. Musical chairs. There are going to be chairs that are filled immediately, and then there are going to be people left without chairs. Now, that doesn't really make sense. Let's see. It's going to be the opposite. Sometimes there are people left without teams. In this edition of QB musical chairs, there are going to be fewer quarterbacks than there are chairs. There we go. If the chairs represent the teams. I completely blew that metaphor, but I hope that you're still with me anyway. 855-212-4227. That's our toll-free line on Twitter, A-Law Radio. As I say, we'll get to some of your creative responses. And I think some of them were thoughtful responses about the Steelers and their quarterback situation. But Pittsburgh is just one example of teams that will be looking. Also, we got a little more with Mike McCarthy as the Cowboys head coach now and next year. Does his exit interview, and the answer from Tom Brady when he was asked about all of his championship games in the NFL, it might make you roll your eyes. It made me roll my eyes, I'll be honest. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The After Hours Podcast.
Chubb lines up deep in the backfield. Bradley to the left. Higgins and Landry to the right. Cooper motions to the left. Mayfield under center. First down and goal. Baker takes the snap. Bootlegs it out to the left. Chubb's wide open. Caught it. Touchdown, Nick Chubb. A beautiful play. A beautiful play.
off the field, on the money, and after hours. It's time to talk football with Amy Lawrence.
Always. I love football. I know you do too. And I learned a long time ago that football drives the bus in sports talk radio, as I has now been underscored by the greeter at Walmart who whipped out his phone to show me Eli Manning's phone number on Wednesday morning. I still can't believe he did that. But you never know what people are going to do these days. That's the voice of Jim Donovan on the Cleveland Browns radio network. And it was a disappointing season. That's one word that you could use to describe it. I do think it's highly amusing that there are people out there, a lot of people out there, who would say to me or to you, the Browns sucked this season because Baker Mayfield was injured. The entire season, in their minds, boils down to Baker being hurt. That's crazy. It's like saying the entire Niners-Cowboys game boiled down to Dak Prescott running too far and not getting the ball to the official, blah, blah, blah. Like the entire game boiled down to that one play. It's crazy. There are a lot of reasons why the Cleveland Browns did not succeed this season. Yes, Baker's injury was one piece of that, but not the whole picture. Apparently, he's on the road to recovery, though.
Hey, everybody, just wanted to check in. Surgery went great. Was a complete success. Had a great medical team that took care of me and checked that box and now it's on the way to, you know, the road to recovery. You know, this is one of those steps to get back to my true self. This past year hasn't been very easy. A lot of stuff has gone down and it wasn't easy on me or my family. So I appreciate everybody that's reached out that wished me well and good luck on the surgery, all the prayers and everything. It definitely did not go unnoticed. So thank you. Thanks to everybody that's helped out so far. Now it's on the way to the road to recovery. It's not going to be an easy one, but it's going to be one that I'm going to remember, and it's going to be a special one. So this is not the end of my story. Good luck on the surgery, all the prayers and everything. It definitely did not go unnoticed. So thank you. Thanks to everybody that's helped out so far. Now it's on the way to
fairly traumatic. It was that for Baker Mayfield this season and for his family too. I would agree with that, man. Athletes, families, I hate how they are in the line of fire so often when an athlete either underperforms or underachieves or doesn't meet the lofty expectations of a fan base. I don't exactly know which Cowboy it was. So I'm not going to go back and look, but because I don't need to know his name to make this point. There was a Cowboy who was tweeting on Sunday after the loss to the Niners, and he did essentially a mea culpa because he said, hey, I didn't play well. That's on me. I deserve to be booed. I deserve to be criticized. But please, whatever you do, leave my family out of it. Which just broke my heart. I am so glad that my family does not use social media. And I tell my mom all the time, I think my nieces are on Instagram, but for food and that kind of stuff. I tell my mom all the time, Mom, don't Google me on Twitter. She sees my Facebook page, my personal Facebook page, which I barely use anymore because I'm too busy using the Facebook page of producer James. So she doesn't spend much time on my show page at all. But I tell her, don't, Mom, don't go look at that stuff because you won't be able to keep your responses to yourself. And so I don't want my family to see what's happening and what people say to me on social media. So I'm really glad they don't use it. I can understand wanting to protect my family from all of that. And so in that way, I can identify with these athletes. But it's sad that they have to ask social media to leave their family members alone. And I know that Baker was in that space a little bit. His wife, I mean, she's active on social media. Is Emily, that's her name, right? She was on social media a bunch herself defending her husband. And it's hard. It's hard when you love someone and you're watching them get destroyed by social media, by the mob. And so I understand how hard it is. I've had to learn the hard way myself about what happens when you respond to trolls and when you respond and kind of feed the trolls. And now it's easier for me to let it go. But I am in this space because I chose to be. Family members don't choose to be in this space. And unfortunately, they get hit by flying objects that, you know, not really intended for them. So I'm glad that Baker is in a good place. I don't think anyone really believed it was the end of his story. Yeah, I'm sure just for him, it's been really traumatic. And so this was his way of kind of exhaling. And I hope moving forward, he doesn't feel the need to be defensive, to defend himself. And it is, in fact, his best self in 2022. 855-212-4227. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Let's talk to Eric, who's in Charlotte. Welcome to the show.
Oh, my goodness. Am I on right now?
Well, either that or it's a really good dream.
I appreciate A-Law. I just have to say, first off, thank you so much. Incredible. Like, I actually have just gotten my own, like, tried doing my own podcast, and you've been a real influence. And I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Absolutely. No, you always crack me up late at night because I'm a night owl, and I love your take on sports. But getting straight to the meat and bones of it. No, I think that something that's really tough right now when you're talking about the quarterback situation is that I'm a Panther fan, obviously. I'm from Charlotte, and I also like the Steelers. But the market is so saturated right now, as you mentioned, for sure. I think that right now with the Steelers, and they have Landry Jones, I think that – and the Panthers obviously have very little – obviously, and they're going to probably be going in the draft this year. There's really not many options, so you have to stick with someone that's just not going to turn the ball over. At this point, unless you're going with trades or going with some sort of dramatic move, I think it's just one of those kind of things where you have to just rely on having a good offensive line and hoping that you have enough time to get the receivers down the field in a spread formation. But you know, that's just why it's not a good market right now for quarterback, obviously. But again, right. Thank you so much. I won't keep up all the time for everyone else. But again, thank you, A-Law. I appreciate you.
You're welcome, Eric. Those are great words, especially when I'm working tonight. I feel like poo. But it's nice to know that you are working on your podcast and you feel like you've got some. Influence was the word he used, some input from another host in how you do your own podcast. I hear from a lot of people, whether younger, whether older, who are starting podcasts. And I know there are more than 8 million. Actually, will you Google, didn't we do this before, how many podcasts there are out there in the world?
I believe it was over 200 million, something like that. Yeah.
That's just wrong. How do we have that kind of data available? 200 million podcasts. Are you eating fruit snacks?
Yeah, they finally put them back in the vending machine.
Thank heavens.
Week I've been waiting for these.
That's why he can't even wait until the microphone is turned off. He's eating fruit snacks while the mic is on. So yes, 200 something million podcasts. There are actually podcasts about finding the podcast that fit for you. And so when I did my road trip and was asking for podcast suggestions, it was overwhelming. I downloaded Spotify on my phone and found a few, and now they send me suggestions. But you can get lost just looking at podcasts. It's like going to a ginormous library and not really having much of an idea of what you want to read. You can just end up wandering around and around and never really finding anything. So I appreciate those of you who suggested podcasts. I did find some good ones that I really liked. I digress. I tell people to either launch a podcast or just spend time with a computer, with a microphone, with a phone, and talk and record themselves. And essentially that's what a podcast is. But even if no one's listening to it, you are practicing, which is really important. You have to find your voice. You have to find your style. You have to figure out what you're good at, what you're not so good at. And I actually did this video podcast with a young woman named Casey, who is a sports director for a TV station in California. And I told her straight up, there are only two people that I will do a video podcast or a Zoom call for these days. you and my 99-year-old grandmother. So I actually have a Skype call set up with Grammy Helen on Friday. But anyway, Casey and I have connected and kind of bonded over Syracuse and sports and working in this business. And so she asked me to be on her podcast. And she did say that I could just be on the phone if I wanted, or I could just do the Zoom call with audio, no video. But I told her, fine, I'll do it. I'll do it for you. And so she was great. In fact, the link is up on my Twitter, A-Law Radio, if you want to check it out. She was so much fun, and she had a really nice setup with her half of the video. I hate seeing myself on camera, but I even said to her, how do you carve out a niche and make space for yourself? And how do you get people to actually download the podcast? It's such a challenge, because I am interested in hearing what people have to say. It's helpful if you can promote on another platform. And so the fact that she works for a TV station certainly helps. But yeah, you can get lost on social media and the world of podcasting. There's got to be a way that you can set yourself apart. And even though we have a podcast, I don't think anybody would listen to our podcast if not for the fact that we have a regular radio show. We don't do a lot of promoting of our podcast. We do now and then. But the fact that we have the radio show is really the platform that sets us apart. I can't imagine being a student who is graduating, trying to find a job, which I went through all of that. But in this world where there are 8 billion podcasts, and your way to practice is to try to put something on the digital space out there, and it's almost impossible if you're an unknown to set yourself apart. But that's where YouTube comes in, right, Producer James?
That's exactly where YouTube comes in. You see, when you go to like Apple Podcasts or something like that, or Spotify to get the podcast, what's really the what separates one from the other when you're scrolling trying to find one? Not much, you know? And I'm not an avid, really, podcast listener. But if I were to go in there to try, say, if I wanted to listen to a podcast in Apple Podcasts or on Spotify, I wouldn't even know where to start.
You have to have a subject matter. So for me, it was crime or history. And those were...
See, there's probably like millions and millions of different crime podcasts.
That's why I took suggestions.
So what can I make, the only way to really get into one and to click on one is to listen to it. And then you're already clicked on it. So, you're going to listen to 7 of them before you find the one that you like? Probably
Star
not.
Wars. It's, I highly recommend Star Wars.
You know, it's just so hard to crack the space for a podcast now.
Then what's different about YouTube? Because there's a lot of material on YouTube as well.
Yeah, YouTube, I feel like... The difference is there's the video part of it, where you can kind of attract people through the visual side. You can make like a teaser trailer for the video or for your whole channel. You can kind of promote it almost a little easier with like clips and stuff on a Facebook, say, or on a Twitter. So that's where I feel like the visual aspect of it kind of helps draw people in.
Did you hear that YouTube is actually, after 6 years, scrapped its plans to try to compete with Amazon and Netflix and some of the other video streaming services that do their own original content? YouTube was trying to do it and just decided that they couldn't because they don't have the resources to compete. You know, Amazon, HBO, they come up with their own
television series and
stuff. Yeah, television and movie series. I mean, Amazon has movies as well as TV series that are unique to Amazon, which I think is amazing. First of all, Jack Ryan with John Krasinski, and then The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. Yeah, those are both original Amazon series. They have many, but those are really popular. And The Tomorrow War with Chris Pratt was a movie that was only on Amazon Prime. There was a movie a few years ago that was so long that people absolutely loved, and it was only on Amazon Prime, and I can't remember the name of it. But anyway, so YouTube decided they couldn't compete in that space where they were producing their own full-length content.
I think that's a better idea for them.
But they have decided to do short videos to try to compete with TikTok. So now you'll have YouTube and a YouTube short of sorts.
I think it's a smart move for them to not compete with the Netflix or the other thing, to put in money to get the product, because one of the beauties of YouTube is that the creators create their own products.
Right.
So really you're getting your own content from people who are putting it up there willingly and spending their own money to make their videos. So all you got to do is put it on your platform and just run ads on it, and you make money. You don't even have to spend anything to make anything, really.
Yeah. Quality, if you spend a little more money or put more resources into
you can produce your own things, but really, I don't know. I don't think they really have to do that.
Segway, we have our own YouTube channel that James monitors on an hourly basis. So if you want to check it out, it's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, original content on YouTube.
You are listening to
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
The After Hours Podcast.
Tannehill gives Henry on the right side. There he goes. 25-30, 35-40, 50-40, 30-20, 10-5, end zone. Ladies and gentlemen, 76 yards. Derrick Henry, touchdown. Let's get something going.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Welcome back, Derrick Henry. Welcome back to the King, Mike Keith, on Titans Radio. You know what's really cool? Even as we hit my favorite football weekend of the year, Derrick Henry was sitting at a microphone talking about running the football again. You know, he's been cleared for contact, not yet activated for the game coming up on Saturday. Wait, is it Saturday? Yeah, it's Saturday. It's actually the first one on Saturday. But he has been cleared for contact, and they are angling to that direction, even though he's been out since week seven.
It was the first time that I got injured during the season and, you know, had to miss, you know, the rest of the season. So it was definitely different, a little adversity, but, you know, just glad that, you know, I was able to get through it and have my support system and, you know, happy to be back. You definitely appreciate this game a lot more when you're away from it, being away from your teammates, just having that camaraderie and, you know, going to work every day and going out to play on Sundays each and every week. Definitely miss that and, you know, just happy to be back. I feel good. I mean, I have a big steel plate on my foot. That's the only difference from the left foot to the right. But, I mean, I feel good. Just, you know, I haven't did anything like 2.5 months. So, you know, just getting back out there, getting acclimated to everything and, you know, getting back to being me.
He broke his foot in week 8, so did not play a lot in that game. So week 7, the last full game that he participated in. But here he is with a steel plate in his foot, and he did absorb contact well. The decision expected to be made Friday. Will Derrick Henry be on the field for this game against the Cincinnati Bengals? Man, things could look so much different, even if he's out there for sparing snaps here and there. Why? Because you have to respect it. If he's on the field, you have to respect Derrick Henry. Titans hosting the Bengals for their first game of the divisional round coming up at 4:30 Eastern time, but that's 3:30 National time, which is where the game originates. So what about the contact? What about getting out there in football mode? What about not being in football shape? All of these are questions when a guy's been out for more than 2 months.
I don't think you worry about that. I mean, it's football. It's a game of injuries. Injuries happen. And, you know, you just got to keep pushing forward. And everything happened for a reason. You know, I don't try to get into all the what ifs and this and that, that and this. Just focus on the right now and appreciate the journey. And that's all I can do.
I will appreciate the journey if the journey brings him back to the football field on Saturday. One of the most dynamic players to watch in the league today. Do you remember he had, what, 10 touchdowns when he was out? He was so far ahead of the league. Now, of course, he's been bypassed. But the fact that he was so productive when he was out there and that they're our entire defenses that have zero answers for a healthy Derrick Henry. Just shy of 1,000 yards when he got hurt, still top six among all running backs this season. And, of course, when he got hurt, he was the NFL's leading rusher. So we'll see if the Titans can add him to the repertoire, to the arsenal, if you will, coming up. Now, it's really impressive that they managed to secure the number one seed and that they did it by having to fill these holes. You know, Julio Jones didn't even have his first touchdown with them until their final week of the season. Remember, they were playing against the Texans, and the Texans made a push late after the Titans had built a huge lead, and it was the fourth touchdown pass for Ryan Tannehill that went to Julio Jones, his first of the year. So Julio was on and off the field. They had other pieces that were in and out. Derrick Henry missing 8 games, and yet still in a very, very tight AFC, they ended up as the number one seed. Tell me that there's a better weekend on the football calendar than this one, because I just don't think there is. I know we get very excited about opening day, and certainly Super Bowl weekend is amazing. I heard one radio host make a case for championship weekend, but I would rather have more games than fewer games. And so to have 2 on Saturday, 2 on Sunday, this is our last stretch, or this is our last weekend, I should say, of games on Saturday. After this, after this weekend, there are only 3 NFL games left in the season. Oh,
I hate
that. Stank through my heart. I don't want to think about it that way. So I love this weekend for a lot of reasons. The Pro Bowl does not count. But yeah, this is our last Saturday with football games until next year, next college football season.
I mean, one of my favorite things in this world to do is sit on the couch and watch football all day long. So
that surprises me.
Well, that's why, you know, that's why I think this weekend is better than the championship.
Or look at YouTube and watch football.
Yeah, or that, you know, they mixed. But but that's why I think this weekend is better than the championship, because this is just the last time we have a full afternoon. Not a full afternoon, not obviously not like the regular season, or last week they had Sunday had the 3 games, but really, you know what I mean? Like a full slate to sit there and enjoy the afternoon of games. And they're all great games, so it's an amazing. I think it's better than the championship. It's got to be.
I would agree that this is a better weekend, in my opinion, than championship weekend, though, of course, that has so much tension and intensity because the winners go on to the Super Bowl. Now, would you like to tell everyone, because I make jokes about you with your computer and YouTube, how you fell asleep earlier this week, or is that a secret? Can we not tell people?
I just was sitting on my couch after the show and was doing some work on the computer and woke up and my laptop was still on my lap. My hand was on the mouse and was... It wasn't like I was kind of like laying, kind of laid back, like sitting up on the couch where easily that laptop could have fell at any time while I was falling asleep. Yeah, I didn't mean to do that, but that's football season.
How long were you asleep? Any idea?
Like an hour, like at least like a good amount of time. Like I was knocked out.
That's so funny. So I have frequently fallen asleep briefly, like dozed off when I'm reading a book. So I read fiction or sometimes a historical book, a biography, but I generally am reading fiction in the morning just to settle my brain and cleanse it of sports before I go to sleep. And so there are many times where I have dozed off and my head has hit the book because your head dips farther and farther and boom onto the book. Or, and this hasn't happened in a long time because I try these days not to fall asleep while looking at my phone. I'll be laying on my back reading something on my phone and I fall asleep and drop the phone and it's hit me in the face. So that's always nice.
I've done that too many times. That's the worst feeling in the world. So defeating. Isn't it?
I mean, I have trouble sleeping, so if I can fall asleep, I'm happy. But I have made a concerted effort over the last several years. I found that I sleep better when the phone is put away, when it's not the last thing I see before I go to sleep or the last thing I think about. I found that that's the case when I nap as well as when I sleep. And speaking of sleeping, I've got to tell you next hour, the big chore that I now have to do before I go to sleep every day. The things I do for my dog, it's unbelievable. Anyway, so this is the new routine with Penny. I had to convince her. I'm having to convince her same way as I had to convince her to use the ramp when I first got it because she was afraid of the ramp that we get in and out of the car with. I think this new routine she's getting used to now. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.